It's the jingle of the day, serving two shores. This jingle comes from PAM Series 22 Sono Magic, which was created in 1962 for WKBW in Buffalo. This package built on the incredible success of Series 18, which introduced the use of the Sonovox in jingle production. So Series 22 consisted of instrumentals with the addition of the Sonovox technology to make the trombones, guitars, organs, etc. sound as though they were speaking. Although this particular cut was designed to be solely instrumental, for certain stations a short Sonovox logo was added. One of these stations was WABC. In 1962, PAM's owner Bill Meigs had finally persuaded WABC general manager Hal Neal to purchase some selected cuts from various PAM series. This was a couple of years before WABC entered into an exclusive contract with PAM's. WABC selected jingles primarily from Series 18 and 22, and the WLNG jingle is based on one from Series 22 called the Zettner Signature. The year before, 1961, Cy Zettner had charted with Up a Lazy River, so that was apparently the inspiration for this particular cut. The WABC jingle included 77 WABC spoken in Sonovox over the instrumental track. Paul Sidney's friends Ben Friedman and Ken R. Deutsch customized it for WLNG during the 1980s using the same instrumental bed, but inexplicably their version leaves out a beat before the full vocal they added. You've got WLNG serving two shores, Sag Harbor, and there's no Sonovox.
You've got WLNG serving two shores, Sag Harbor.